It's Friday, the 19th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. Simenon Storm economist Hallelujah Ndimulunde commented on the March vehicle sales, stating that out of the 1,451 vehicles sold, 1,269 were purchased by dealerships and 182 by rental agencies, with no sales to government. Commercial vehicle sales were the main driver behind the surge in sales.
Light commercial vehicles saw an increase of 29.5% year-on-year. Medium commercial vehicles declined by 13%. Heavy commercial vehicles experienced a massive increase of 280% growth year-on-year. Passenger vehicles also rose, indicating potential economic expansion despite high interest rates and inflation.
The Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministry, alongside the International Labour Organization, hosted a pivotal workshop on labour migration within SADC. Stakeholders underscored skills, portability, recognition and anticipation, aiming to bolster institutional frameworks and policies. Lydia Indombo, the Executive Director at the Ministry.
In order for us to ensure efficient and effective labour migration governance, as well as to realize those tangible results that we are all aspiring to, there is a need to expedite the development and implementation of the National Labour Migration Policy or strategies in order to effectively domesticate the Labour Migration Action Plan.
Government has disclosed the wage bill for the upcoming financial year amounts to 35.4 billion, encompassing benefits and a 5% raise for civil servants, as outlined in its 2024-25 budget. The allocation is intended to cover the salaries of 107,000 civil servants. Dr. Basilius Kathera, professor in human sciences at UNAM, provides comments on the matter.
Public servants have not received any cushioning. Their salaries remain the same, while their mortgages have gone up, their interest rates on loans have gone up, and this is all on the same salary. What you are literally having now is many working people who are struggling to pay their normal bills. This is not like luxury bills or even not even loans. They just can't afford to pay for transportation. They can't afford to pay for housing.
Mayor Siliers Brink of the city of Tshwane in South Africa has stated that technical teams are diligently investigating the root cause of the fire at the Mooikloof substation. Since Wednesday evening, portions of eastern Pretoria have experienced power outages due to a transformer fire at the substation, which caused a trip at the Nyala infeed station. Affected areas include sections of Moreleta Park, Mooikloof, Pretoria East Hospital, Woodhill and the Plastic View informal settlement. Brink noted that the damage is extensive, making it difficult to estimate the time required for power restoration. Palestine has not been admitted to the United Nations as a full member following a Security Council vote. The United States vetoed the bid, as was widely expected. 12 nations in the 15-member council voted for the resolution, and two countries, the United Kingdom and Switzerland, abstained. Earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said 6 months of war has made Gaza a humanitarian hellscape and repeated calls for a ceasefire. Reporting from the United Nations HQ in New York, Sally Patterson.
This was Palestine's second attempt to join the United Nations as a full member, and once again, its hopes of becoming the 194th nation were dashed. It's been a non-member observer state since 2012, giving it only limited rights within the international body. America's alternate representative to the UN, Robert Wood, who vetoed the resolution, called the vote premature. Only direct negotiations, he says, between the Palestinians and Israel will lead to a viable two-state solution. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.